Hey, H-Bomb here, and I'm going to talk about IGN.com recently did a list on their top 50 sci-fi shows, and some I agree with, some I absolutely don't, and this is probably going to be a series of boos, but I'm going to talk about some of the shows they left off, and then move on through their list, and then in the end come up with my own list. It's probably not going to be 50 because there's quite a few shows on here that I didn't watch, so I can't fairly judge them. But anyway, top 10 omissions from IGN's top 50 sci-fi shows list. And by the way, they specifically mentioned Buffy and Angel being sidelined for the list because they're working on a fantasy TV list. So, yeah. If I don't say anything fantasy related, not that I ever watched Buffy or Angel. I'm not forgetting about it. Although probably the only thing I would put on there would be being human. But here we go. My number 10. Omission. Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda. It's not Star Trek, but it's got a good cast. I really didn't get into it till like the last couple seasons, but Kevin Sorbo as Captain Dylan Hunt, and the cast around him. I mean, the last season was a little odd because they were in some sort of weird parallel universe, but it was a good cast. In fact, towards the last season, there were two android characters, and they were being chased, and they stopped the bad guys who were chasing. Said, "We're not the droids you're looking for." Can't go wrong with the Star Wars reference. Number 9, and yes, there's a good deal of anime on this list. But they left out Outlaw Star, which back while I was in college and into the whole Toonami thing, Outlaw Star, good show. With essentially bounty hunters in space. I mean, it's not Cowboy Bebop good, but it was pretty good. 8, one of my favorite shows growing up when I was a kid, and I can't believe it's not on the list. Alf. Heck, when Sammy and CJ were living with us, they actually enjoyed watching my Alf DVDs. Yes, I have all 4 seasons of Alf on DVD. And yeah, it got old after a while, but at its best, it was pretty darn good. 7, Primeval. The show just finished its season, 4th season, I believe, on BBC America. And started with this team of scientists investigating these anomalies in time. And yes, there's been some cast shuffling over the years. But keep coming up with original plots. And I like it, I guess because it's like on BBC America and not affiliated with Doctor Who, it wasn't worth IGN's time. Number 6, yeah, I was a little surprised it just didn't make the list. Sliders. Yeah, Jerry O'Connell, John Rhys-Davies, Sabrina Lloyd, Cleveland Derricks, very good show, and yeah, kind of lost interest when John Rhys-Davies left and the show moved from Fox to Sci-Fi.